Good morning. This is Dave Zinn with preseason avalanche weather and event information for the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center on Friday, November 1st. This information is sponsored by Cook City Super 8, Bear Claw Bob's, and Montana State Parks. The last week of October decided to dress up as January for Halloween. By Tuesday morning, the Bridger Range received 14 inches of snow with 2 to 4 inches elsewhere. Skies cleared during the weeks. Winds were 15 to 30 miles an hour from the northeast to west, and temperatures hit negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit at the Mount Flanders weather station on Tuesday. Last night, the mountains received 1 to 5 inches of snow, winds were 10 to 20 miles an hour from the west to northwest, and temperatures were in the teens. Lingering flurries will end this morning, and the skies will clear. Mountain winds will increase to 15 to 30 miles an hour Saturday, with temperatures in the 20s. Our next chance for measurable precipitation will come Sunday afternoon. Mountains around Bozeman and Big Sky will get 2 to 4 inches, and Cook City will receive 5 to 8 by Monday morning. We'll update our weather log, regional conditions, every morning with snowfall totals, and our avalanche activity list if we get a report. New snow, wind, and avalanche activity was the story of this week. We observed and received reports of new snow avalanches and wind slabs releasing in the Bridger and Northern Gallatin ranges. Instabilities from the last storm will be harder to find, but with 1 to 5 inches of snow last night and winds forecast to increase again on Saturday, we expect to see an uptick in activity this weekend. Yesterday, we were pleasantly surprised by the limited effects of this week's cold temperatures on the snowpack structure thus far. While we found generally stable structures in our pits this week, we have limited information this time of year. Skiers near the Hourglass north of Bridger Bowl were surprised yesterday when their extended column test propagated a failure indicating instability. This weekend, examine how new snow is bonding to the old surface, avoid recently wind-loaded slopes, and given the consequences of Halloween tricks, do your homework before looking for your treats. Yesterday, before we went on a tour, the forecasting team pulled first aid, repair, and survival equipment from our packs to share ideas and check its condition. Watch the video of Ian Hoyer running us through a check of our avalanche rescue equipment. It is time to go through preseason gear checks with your partners and plan your avalanche education for the year. You're preparing for winter, setting up weather stations, and collecting snowpack information. If you have avalanche, snowpack, or weather observations to share, please submit them via our website, email at mtavalanche@gmail.com, by phone at 406-587-6984, or on Instagram. Thanks and have a great weekend.